Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Although disappointed with this week's relegation, Alex Neil reveals his new choice of sandwich filling.
Yeah, that's where it's going to be jam.
And before leaving the club, maybe, Gary O'Neill has one last dig at Wes Houlihan's height.
We fell short in certain areas.
I'm not short, I'm just far away.
Alex Neil updates us on the injuries.
Patrick injured his back and went back to Chelsea during the week.
Probably from carrying a big bag of money with what a feckin' waste on the side. For the last time, more yellow and green than, oh, who gives a fiddle, we're gone down. This is the Little Yellow Bird Podcast. Hello and welcome to the 29th and the last Little Yellow Bird podcast. Thanks very much for being with us again. My name is John Rogers and with me is Dan
Brigham.
Aww. So it's been a hell of a long season and we want to say thank you for being with us all the time. And it's been a bit of a sad end to the football season, but that's where we are, unfortunately. We went down.
We've grown from an acorn to a slightly bigger acorn,
yeah,
I think.
A little bit of mould on the side and a crack down it.
A squirrel sort of sat on it, kicking it about a bit.
Don't want that. No. So the last time we
Can I just say, this isn't the last ever Little Yellow Bird podcast. It's just the last of the season.
You've ruined the ending now.
Oh, really?
Yeah, never mind.
What ending?
I had like a whole song with like saying, it's the last podcast
this
season. That was the ending. You just ruined it. So that's like 8 days worth of work just flushed down the drain. So last time we had a podcast.
Yes.
Has anything happened since then? I can't remember.
No, I mean, apart from getting relegated?
Oh, yeah, apart from relegated, but nothing else has happened.
No, David McNally leaving, I suppose.
David McNally leaving, can't say McNally, I understand that. Yeah. But yeah, nothing else has happened, is it?
Oh, apart from that secret footballer, Dave Kitson, coming out and telling people that we're in a financial crisis,
apart from relegation... Our cheese executive leaving.
Cheese executive.
Cheese executive.
I'd like to be a cheese executive. Oh, you'd get to try all the baby bells.
Yeah. What's your favourite cheese?
Baby bell.
Really?
Yeah.
I like a Dairy Dunker.
Oh.
And
you could have so much fun with a Dairy Dunker and a baby bell, couldn't you?
Jesus Christ. And what was the last thing? Oh, yeah. And we're in financial
crisis.
Farmageddon.
Yeah.
Like that?
It's been used before.
Has it?
Yeah.
Nothing else has happened since we last
year.
So we chose a really good week not to do a podcast last week. So there we go. So shall we even do Home and Away? Because we can just do like... Oh,
do we really want to talk about Everton?
Who wants to hear that? But this is the last time I'll play the jingle, so I better do it.
Okay.
Here we go.
Go.
Norwich City games are carols, and somewhere that's not Norwich, Home and Away.
Oh dear. Happened at home. It happened away.
What? Last time we did a podcast, what had just happened? That was the one with the lovely Chris Gorham.
Sunderland.
And Sunderland had just happened.
It's a while back. I don't even know, to be honest.
It was the week before last, wasn't it?
Even the Everton game feels a long time ago now. And the Man United game feels ages. It was only last week.
Okay, so it was Watford and Everton we had. It was before Watford, wasn't it?
Yeah, so we were down by then, weren't we? That was a fun game.
What, Watford?
Bonkers, yeah. It was like
I missed it.
It was like a reserve game. Like a reserve team game.
You wrote that, didn't you?
Did I? No, I just said that to you.
I was in London. I couldn't go. I watched the Sunderland game. I saw Sunderland secure their survival on the television with no sound on in a pub, which is a really weird way to watch Norwich get relegated. While all I heard from Carrow Road was everyone touching each other and having a big hug and a group sing song.
It was an orgy, I'm not going to lie. There were people taking their tops off. I mean, the bloke next to me...
Yeah?
I've never been massaged like that before, I tell you. It was nice.
Where did he go for? Shoulders or all over body?
Just all over.
Wow.
Internal, external.
And that was when we were 1-0 down, wasn't it?
I know, yeah.
What was he like when we'd won 4-2?
He was unbelievably close to me.
Did it make you feel better about the season, about Norwich City? Or did it make you feel better for shortly and you just thought, oh no, I've just been conned actually, because you've been relegated?
I think... It was quite good. It was kind of like an ex, right? Someone like a girlfriend breaking up with you, but doing it really good. And then you like, do you know what? I can go on Tinder now.
Yeah.
I can go on bloody, I don't know, Plenty of Fish or Match.com or something. You
right.
get on there.
Don't pretend you don't know, mate.
I'm trying. I know.
Yeah.
And you're like, oh, you got over it very, very quickly. It's like, oh God, we've gone down. It's the worst thing. Fuck it. Look at that
when
girl.
You kind of realise,
look at her.
Too expensive to keep up, like the Premier League.
Yeah.
Too many friends were twats, you know, like in the Premier League. Yeah. And you're just looking for a good old girl next door like the Championship is.
Yeah.
You know?
A good sturdy bottom.
Yeah, it sees you more often as well, yeah. every Saturday and Tuesday.
And you score a lot more. You will score a lot more. And you won't concede as many.
Right? No. Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it works.
And you're on the road more often
yeah,
as well.
Exactly.
Because you're going,
And it's Tuesday, Saturday yeah. every time. It's lovely.
Craig David could write a song about that.
What about?
The Tuesday, Saturday thing.
Why?
Because he did his song about doing things on consecutive days, didn't
he? Did he sing it? I don't know it.
I genuinely can't remember how it goes. Otherwise, I would belt
Monday,
it out.
Tuesday and a Wednesday and a Thursday.
And then it comes a Friday.
And then probably Saturday, our rest is a weekend.
Yeah.
I love it.
So, yeah, that was Watford. And then Everton happened, which
we... Watford. We keep touching feet today.
We do keep touching feet. Has your leg grown?
I don't know.
Got longer?
Do you want to move away a bit further? You move away, move away, because we've been talking about massages and we're touching feet. Go on.
So then Football. Everton happened.
Yeah. And you didn't see that one either, did you?
No, neither of us did.
No, we didn't. So we've prepared for this. Podcast quite well by watching A, not a game.
Yep.
B, the other game with no sound.
Yep.
And then another game with nothing. So you just literally ask me a question. I won't know the answer. Did we play well against Everton? I have no idea.
Yeah. No, it's a shame. So there is lots of stuff to talk about though.
Let's just do the whole season, shall we? So home and away of the season. Well, the first game was Crystal Palace.
Yes. After 5 minutes...
We scored a goal.
Mm.
No, we didn't.
Not after 5 minutes.
No.
We lost 3-1.
Yeah.
And then we played...
Stoke.
No, we didn't. We played Sunderland and we won 3-1.
Then we played Stoke.
And we drew 1-1.
Against Stoke.
I think Stoke was my favourite game of the season.
It was hot.
And they had a drinks break and people booed the drinks break,
yeah,
which is still, other than Johnny Howson picking up that pigeon, is probably the best... off-field moment of the season is people actually drink.
Booing
the fact people were rehydrating in 35-degree weather.
Yeah.
You just touched my knee that time.
I don't know how...
It's because you're flopping your leg about.
I am flopping my leg about.
You got your leg up because it's kind of end of season.
Yeah, who gives a fiddle, as I said earlier on.
But anyway, should we move on? Should we talk about McNally, maybe?
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
That's a shock.
You haven't done a jingle?
What for, McNally?
Yeah.
Yep, 1 minute.
Oh, here we go. I know what we're going to do.
Knob of the day.
Knob of the year.
Predictable, but worth it.
Yeah.
Although we liked him, didn't we?
Because I found him quite charming and easy to talk to. We had an hour with him, and he was talking like he was going to be here until the top of the tier was put on.
Did you
top of the tier? The top of the.
Yeah, he was going to put 30. His legacy wanted to be 35,000 stadium.
Yeah.
Norwich to be an established Premier League club.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, thanks for that, David.
Well, you didn't do it, did you? Well done. And he's left us in a bit of a shit, I would say.
A little bit, but you can't really leave a club not in the shit, I don't think.
But I don't know who I've said this to, but I'm a bit fed up of people leaving quietly or shuffled out the back door at Norwich.
Yeah.
Huckabee, Holt, Lambert, McNally, they're all men. So what does that say?
That football is intrintrically sexist.
Exactly.
Exactly.
End of discussion. Yeah. Full stop.
They didn't even try a girl up front or in defence this season, did they?
No, didn't they? What's wrong?
What does that say about Alex Neil?
Sexist?
Yes.
Sexy? Or sexist?
Both.
Yeah, a sexy sexist.
Sexy sexist. But McNally, I mean, he saved this. A lot of people talk about the why Delia saved.
I'm drinking beer.
You are, aren't you?
Who gives a shit?
It's the end of the season.
Yeah.
Fart gags.
Yeah.
Knobs. Knob of the day. But people talk about Delia and Michael Wynne Jones saving us. When
I'm just going to play a random jingle. I don't care.
Aviva!
There we go. Pick up the microphone and carry on talking. Michael and Delia.
Yeah. People say they did save us, but then also McNally came in and Balcott, obviously.
Yeah.
Well, turned the club around, and without them, we may well still be languishing. I mean, no one wants to languish, do they? Whereas we've been sort of yo-yoing, which is better than languishing, I'd say, isn't it? I'd rather be a yo-yoer than a languisher. I think Iggy Pop sang that once.
You're on fire, mate. Well done. I like that. So, we have gone down. We haven't got a chief executive, but the bloke on the old Twitter is saying that we're gonna have to sell parts of Carrow Road.
yeah, just the lower Barclay.
So if you do sit in the lower Barclay, I'm afraid you haven't got a seat next year.
Oh well,
because it's been sold. It's like there'll be a car boot going on or something.
It'll be a lot less angry.
Yeah,
Carrow Road would without the lower Barclay.
You think?
I'd say it's a lot less quieter. It would be a lot quieter as well. But they've not really been very loud this season.
You should have gone to Watford. It was like an orgy. The man next already, to me.
Very good. I've just ruined your joke.
You did, mate. You ruined all of my jokes.
They're so ruinable, though, aren't they? You're so ruinable, I just, John.
Yeah, but I let you go on with this language bullshit. You were
language bullshit?
Yeah, this language is better than yo-yos. I let you get on with it.
Yeah,
and then go, yeah, but yo-yos are not real. Or something.
Yo-yos are real.
Are they?
Yeah, well, you're never allowed to play with the cool gang at school.
I'm not going to lie. I was really good at a yo-yo.
Right. In fact, you seem like the kind of guy who would play with it and then actually give yourself a black eye and then get it wrapped around your neck and then get it caught on a sort of door handle.
And then masturbate, yeah.
Fucking hell. the worst thing about that, which everyone listening to this has been spared, is the fact John did a little shuffly sign.
Hand shuffle.
Yeah.
Right into your face.
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
You just did the fucking sign again.
I know, it's lovely.
That's appalling.
I've had a beer, mate. I've had half a beer. I'm all over the place.
You've had two beers, haven't you?
I haven't I?
Yeah. We don't condone that sort of behaviour.
Please drink responsibly.
Drinking, not masturbating, we're talking about.
I've had drinking and...
Oh,
gone.
No. What were we talking about? Oh, yeah, the secret footballer.
Yeah.
Dave Kitson.
Is it Dave Kitson, though?
It is Dave Kitson.
Okay. Yeah. Do you know that for a fact?
I know that for 100% fact it's Dave Kitson.
Who told you?
I know people who work at the Guardian Sports Desk where he started. And it's Dave Kitson. He's usually right, though.
Yeah, he is.
He is usually right.
He's got a good kind of... I was going to say memory, that's not the right word. He's got a good opinion about football. I kind of like what he has to say. I've read his book, one of his books.
And I've not read them, actually. I used to read his columns. But.
And so it's a surprise for him to come out. He wouldn't... He's got the ability, with his following ship, is that a word? His followers.
It is now.
Yeah, his following ship, to kind of...
That sounds like a tugboat, doesn't it? Just following behind a large boat.
Flowing ship place. And just to say, do you know what, mate? I don't think that's... Right, but he's obviously trusted someone who knows something.
Yes.
But a lot of people are saying that's bullshit, so...
It sounds like there's elements of truth to it, the fact that the credit is maxed out as sort of...
What does that mean?
...has appeared elsewhere. It just means we've spent what we've got to spend. We've spent the money we've earned from TV rights and from ground capacity.
Already.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean we've overspent. But that's quite natural for a club of our size with no big investors, that we're going to have to spend, to stay in the Premier League, basically all of our money. But now we've been relegated... And and our wages will still be the same as Premier League. That's why we have to get rid of some of the high earners, which is just sensible, really, isn't it?
I think the thing that gave it away that he was just taking it from someone who thinks they know what he was talking about is the owners are deciding to give. Well, the owners can't get rid of their own themselves.
No, that's
it was a bit clunky.
Don't quite know how that would work.
There.
Yeah, but the financial crisis. I mean, Norwich are. It does seem like they've run out of money, but we've been relegated from the Premier League. We've spent a lot of money in January. We bought players like Naismith and Malumbu and Jarvis, who are established Premier League players who would be on big wages. So, of course, we're going to have sort of spent all of our money because we don't have a lot to spend. And it's also a good reminder to the fans who bang on about we should spend lots more money and bring in bigger players and bigger earners and stuff like that. We literally can't do that.
Oh,
and
if there's no need for that.
And if we did...
What'd you call me?
And if we did, we'd go down the route of QPR. So maxing out the credit's fine. It's going over the credit. That's when things reach crisis, and we haven't done that. But that's probably why guys like Closer and Redmond will have to leave, and probably maybe
I
you know
say that.
I know it's really sad, isn't it?
I like it.
It is sad. But we'll talk about that in a bit, I suppose.
Okay. The only thing that I was the last thing I want to say on this financial thing, and the McNally is kind of linked, is that Bocut was.
Are you saying McNally told him?
No, I'm saying that Bocut kind of like left. Under,
is it Bocut or Bowcut? I never know. Or
the big chap with blonde, yeah. with white hair.
Mm. Boris kind of, Johnson.
Yeah, Boris Johnson left like. And then left, walked out the door.
Yeah, that it's, odd things have happened, haven't
and
they?
And then no one kind of like questioned that too much. It's like, oh, we look at then Ed Balls came and ran about Christmas. It went to shit since he came in. His first game was a Liverpool game.
It was, wasn't it?
And it went to shit, literally. Yeah. He is like, what's the opposite of Midas?
Sidon.
He's like Sodom.
he is Sodom.
Yeah. And it's like, babe, we've been fucked right up, I'll tell you. Because it's just kind of gone really wrong since he came in. And then McNally's gone. And then there's reports that we haven't got much money in the bank, which we wouldn't have. But where's all the money gone? Where's all the money gone, Dan?
I don't know. I couldn't explain that one.
Where's all the money gone, Dan?
Well, where? Patreon is doing quite well for us.
maybe, wouldn't it be awesome if we took over Norwich City Football Club?
Yes, it would.
What's the one thing you'd
shirt
do?
Shirt sponsor.
Yeah.
It wouldn't fit. You'd need a bigger box, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
It'd need to be bigger than a V-bar.
That's the first thing we'd bring in.
Yeah.
Bigger boxes.
In fact, just have a box as the shirt.
Oh, one thing we could do is bring smaller goals when we're like defending it.
Yeah.
And bigger goals when we're attacking, then swap around half time.
How about no goals when we're defending it?
A cone. You've got to kick. You've got to hit a cone.
Yeah.
A tennis ball.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what, people fucking. If there was four tennis balls on the pitch.
Or you got to hit Kyle Lafferty instead.
No.
Yeah.
Because you've got to pay him then.
No, you don't. And tie him up.
That's true. But imagine if it was four tennis balls on the pitch.
Yeah.
And a cone
on
each end of the goal line. You had to kick a football tennis ball against a cone.
Yeah, that would
What a game that would be.
That would be amazing. Do you imagine, how many hours do you think it would take Cameron Jerome to do that?
In the Championship? About 30 seconds. In the Premiership, 30 years.
He'd still be going now, wouldn't
he? It's like a little.
He would be trying very hard at it, though. Oh, I got some in the no gossip about Cameron Jerome.
Hit me.
Oh, I've forgotten it.
I'm allowed to say it.
Is it dun, 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 dun. Do a build up noise?
Oh. Build up noise.
Just looking for it.
Build up dun, noise. Dun, dun. It's going through his paw.
Here we go.
Pitches.
Category rule out Aviva.
can't say that. So what, where did you get this information from then, Dan?
Can't tell you.
Why?
Can't tell you.
Because you don't know?
Where is it?
Oh, this is rubbish.
Oh, no, no, no.
So I'll carry on.
Yeah, carry on. Go on.
When we go down, which is going to be...
Oh, I got it.
Oh, thank God for that.
Cameron Jerome.
Yeah?
His favourite dessert is a Bakewell tart.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Really?
Yeah.
You didn't tell me that.
Bakewell tart.
I do like a Bakewell tart.
Does that hasn't changed your opinion on the man then?
Oh, I like him now.
Yeah, I like him better now.
Do you think he's a little Mr. Kipling little ones or a proper round one that you have to cut?
I reckon it'd be a big one, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
He looks like he's a big lad.
He could finish one off.
Yeah, one gulp probably, actually.
You probably imagine him like legs akimbo, like his hand down his shorts slightly.
Yeah.
Just chomping on a massive Bakewell tart.
How would he chomp on it with his hands
just
down
like
his
holding
shorts?
It like.
But he's got his hands down his shorts. How many hands has Cameron Jerome got?
Only one hand down the shorts.
Oh, okay.
And like, it's gone.
Yeah.
That's a lovely thought.
Yeah, so should we...
carry on.
Should we do top 10 tweets?
Let's do it.
Have you not got... Oh, you never did jingle for that, did you?
Next year, all new jingles and features. And Dan will sing.
What will it... So this time, as it's the end of the season,
have
you noticed...
So what have you? You ain't gone for something shit like, give us a song after.
Talking of end of the season, we went to the Pinken magazine launch yesterday, which was really good fun. But do you think anyone broke it to them that it's the end of the season, which is quite an odd time to launch a magazine?
I think it's like a demo magazine.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Put it out there.
Yeah, see what people think.
See how people think.
You know,
it is very good.
Do you dig this shit, guys? Yeah, right, we'll make some more then. I think that was the vibe last night, wasn't it?
I've not read it actually, but I've been told on good authority it's very good.
Nice.
Yeah. So go out and buy it.
I want to write it, please. I want to get paid to write
words. No, they don't pay, so... Right, so if this season if this season was a song...
Oh, God, this season...
Which song would it be?
What, that's original, isn't it?
yes. No. Number 10 comes from Fionn Thomas. With Wilco, I Am Trying to Break Your Heart.
Oh.
We are a bit hard.
Was that just to you? Or
broken. Oh, shit, it was, yeah.
Oh, man.
I was in a DM. She has broken my heart as well.
Not really.
No. Never met her. Number 9, Thomas at Thomas S.E.J., who's part of the Barclay End Project. Nice fella.
Yep.
Rip It Up and Start Again by Orange Juice.
Nice.
Which is quite literal, but well done for getting Orange Juice reference song into it. And 8, Richard, who writes for the Little Yellow Bird Project. Brum Together, because we're going to be going to Birmingham next season, aren't we?
Yeah.
Number 7, Alex Bullard.
Yeah.
Alex B _ Bacon. Manic preaches Everything
what?
Must Go.
Manic what?
Manic preach streeters. Everything Must Go, except Alex Neil, Johnny Housen and Wes.
Nice. Yeah. That's, not only is that funny and clever, it's also politically charged.
Yeah, I did wonder about whether
Scottish,
or not to
Irish.
English, yeah.
Who's English?
So a Scottishman, an Englishman, and an Irishman walk into a bar, they get relegated. Number 6, Ian Sturgis.
Probably, and Cameron Drone comes in and hits the bar.
What do you mean, who's English? Johnny Houseman?
I didn't hear you say Johnny Houseman, okay. Sorry.
Number six.
I'm drinking beer, mate.
Number 6, Ian Sturgis at Sturgis 54.
Yep.
We Are the Championship by Queen.
Nice. I quite like that.
Yeah, yeah, it's good. Number 5 from Dorothy.
It's got the word, it's just put the word hip at the end of it.
Yeah, yes, yeah.
He is hip. Mm. Who's it? What's his name?
Ian Sturgis.
Ian, you are hip.
You're a hip man. But he's got a beard.
When it's like
rolled up jeans to his ankle.
When it's like got really sad, our hospital, who brings the place back up again? The hip replacement man.
Does he though?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
And if he's in trouble, there's always the ultrasound guy.
Yeah.
Ultrasound.
Yeah, and maybe the radio will be playing the hip parade as well.
Why?
Know, countdown.
What do you mean?
Number 5, Dorothy, you twat. Dorothy at Dorothy BM.
Hi, Dorothy.
The long and winding Portman Road.
She snigged mine.
Did she?
I said that before her. Not having that.
How do you know she did? When did you
mine
say
mine was...
Give us a time
why
stamp.
Don't we do it at Portman Road?
Do what?
It.
What?
It.
Like, it.
Oh, well, let's do it. Boom, boom, boom.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Wow, we were doing Beatles songs. I joined in, okay? And then she took my idea and made it better.
I can't remember. Off the top of my head, she went for something else, Beatles, which was good as well. It nearly made the cut.
The what?
Nearly made the cut.
Nice.
The top 10 cut.
Thank you very much for sending your tweets in and taking your time to think about it.
I haven't done the top 4 yet.
I know, I'm just saying thank you for people who've done it all throughout the season. Because we got a lot of the same people.
We should have done the
I do like when I see someone I'd never seen before have a go.
Yeah.
I thought, oh yeah.
Have a go.
Yeah, it's dreadful, but you're well done for having a go.
If you'd give them a physical pat on the head if you could, couldn't you?
With a little bit of a head on the side, kind of.
Number 4, Joe Lovell. No, Level.
Especially Anita, to be honest. She didn't want to see that.
Sorry?
She had a go at me last night at the pink thing. Anita.
Who's Anita?
What, Anita? What do you mean, who's Anita?
Well, in case people don't know.
Oh, they know who she is. She's got a mouth the size of a beef burger.
Right.
I don't know why I said that. And
beef burger's quite a conventional size for a mouth, to be honest.
Yeah, exactly. So it was a compliment, if anything.
Yeah.
And she had to go, oh, you always take the piss out of my treats. Try harder, Anita. Mm.
Don't just try harder. Try cleverer.
No, try harder and cleverer.
Okay. Number four, Joe Level at Joe Level. It started with a miss.
Do you think it's Lavelle?
It started with a miss, Cameron Jerome.
Nice.
Yeah, very good.
By who?
Hot chocolate.
Nice.
Is there a pun with hot chocolate to do with? Hot, melty chocolate of a season.
What?
No, there's no pun there. Number three.
Galaxy.
Bring it on Dan at DK underscore NCFC.
Hi, Dan.
Who's been a big sport of us this
he
season.
He has, yeah.
Thank you very
Dan.
Much, Bring It On Dan. He's gone for Super Closer was terrific. The rest of them were atrocious.
Oh.
Mary Poppins ovs, he says.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Big ovs. Time.
Oh, shit. Number two, Richard again. I forgot I'd put it
Do you know
in.
This could be a Mary Poppins sequel?
What?
100% true.
What?
Mary Poppins.
There could be, really?
There is, yeah. Emily Blunt could be Mary Poppins. All right, go.
Oh, right. I like Emily Blunt.
I do.
She's a good actress. Yeah. Your voice went very, very pervy there, John.
Why?
You went, I do.
I do.
You're doing that sign again as well.
Oh, yeah.
Number two, Richard at Twitchit. City in
the... He's had two in
yes,
there!
Yes, I already said that, but you were trying to think of a funny. So, yeah, I didn't realise I'd put him in already. But number two, Twitchit again. City, who is Richard Jeffrey in real life. City in the Sky bet with Burton.
Very good.
Which is good. Lucy in the Sky with Diamonds.
Is that the winner?
From the best of the Beatles, he says. No, that was number two. Number one.
It's even funny with his album title. Yeah.
Number one from Ivan NC.
Well, so this is the last one?
Yeah, the last of the season.
So this is going to be the best one ever. This is the winner of all... Because it's the season, this is the best one we've got. So Ivan, you've won the whole thing.
Or
well
if
done.
It's bad, it's just within the relegation theme.
Yeah, okay, here we go.
We should have done a top 10 of the season, but nah, that would have taken another at least 15 minutes. So, Ivan, NCFC Adcock at... I've got wind.
Are you right? God almighty.
Adcock... Adcock Ivy. Go, Tribe Called Quest. Can I kick it? No, you can't. Which I thought sums up the season perfectly.
Do you know what? It'd been even better than that.
What?
To replace one letter.
Oh, right, yeah. And remove the apostrophe
yeah.
as well.
Well done.
Yes, well done for summing the season up, yeah. please. Well done,
Can
Ivan.
Can we kick it?
Adcock. No, at Adcock Ivy on the Twitter. Cheers for everyone. Hundreds of people who have come in all season with their tweets.
Well done. Just really quickly, can you name a comedian...
Jasper Garrett.
Who has
he's not dead,
not
he?
Dead. He's got
he dead?
Four body parts in his name.
Hancock. what's his first name? Shit. Tony Hancock.
Yeah.
There we go.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah. I bet you're pissed off. I got
no,
that.
I think
you?
I've told you that before, I think.
I don't think you have.
I have.
No.
I have.
I think someone might have, but I don't think you have.
Yeah, it was me. I was doing it about 10 minutes ago. So, there we go. That's the end of the tweets for the season. Oh. Maybe we should do like Facebook mentions next time and call it Facebook
tweets.
Comments.
Ooh. Facebook comment. Top 10 Facebook comments.
Yeah, we'll try that.
No one. We've only got like 115 likes on Facebook.
Yeah, no one likes us
Go
on
and
Facebook.
Like us on Facebook, please.
Yeah, yeah.
We do put exactly the same shit as we put on Twitter on
Yeah,
there.
But we'll join in and have some sort of like bants and put videos of cats falling
Face
over and
bants.
Like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be good.
Right, okay. What are we moving on to, John?
Dan versus John. This is the last one.
Not. Surely we're going to have some talk. Or are we doing Dan versus John?
Your thing is, what's your password? Your thing, sir. I can't do the jingle.
John is a cock.
Sexual. Come on.
You've got your phone, though. You can do it on your phone.
No, I can't.
You've got Hotmails on your phone.
What do you mean? I need to place the jingle.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, mate.
Okay. So, are we doing what we're doing? Dan versus John?
We're doing Dan versus John. The final Dan versus John. So, we've done it with a twist, though, haven't we?
Well, I haven't pressed the jingle yet.
All right. Press the jingle, then.
Here we go.
Jingle, wow, wow.
Don't talk over the jingle.
Don't talk over the jingle.
No, the jingle's playing. It's just delicious voice coming. Dan versus John. Someone asked me what this is. If they can send me the long version of this, because I liked it.
Oh.
I went, there isn't a long, this is it. It took me 12 minutes to do this. Who cares?
Who cares?
I do. Because it's the last ever. Now, I took my time. It took me about 4 hours to do this.
Why do you think they want, that's quite, do they think they wanted it for bedroom music?
I don't know. This is it's quite catchy. It's not, is it? It's supposed to be quite dirty.
Yeah.
Hmm. This is the worst podcast we've ever done.
Really,
but it's
bad.
Good going well. But I want to say, it took me 4 hours to do this, but I worked out we're exactly, even they're on 29, which is an odd number, so this is mathematically impossible, we're exactly the same level at 16-ish each.
What are the thoughts? I mean, how did that happen?
Oh, this is so tense. So, we've asked the people who did a piece for us today, which was Zoe, Claire, Seb and Ricky, to do some questions for us, and they started arguing with each other.
Yeah.
And they're not talking to each other.
And when you say people who did the piece, we had an end-of-season piece,
yeah,
end of season wrap, and all the Yellow Bird writers wrote for it. Yep. And you can find it on our website.
Paul Zoe's in tears now from this one. So what am I doing then?
Yeah, how are we doing this?
So
I said we should.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'll do Jeffrey's.
What do you mean? You'll read them
I'll
out?
I'll read them out, and you do Morgan's.
No, the other way around.
Oh, all right. I'll read Morgan's then. You want Morgan then?
Sure, yeah. Whitford.
Well, it says Zoe Morgan on the email.
Oh, it does, doesn't it? Yeah. She's got married and hasn't changed her name.
Unbelievable. That's divorce-ish, that is.
Her husband, so you want, Treve, will
I'm be... Gonna, I'm going to give you Zoe. Here we go. So don't look at the questions.
Okay.
What is the capacity of Carrow Road?
What, exactly?
Yeah.
Is there an exact?
I'm going to sneeze.
I mean, that's... You can't even guess at that.
closest, not going over wins.
Closest?
Yeah.
Oh, because she's assuming we're both going to answer.
We both could do it. I don't know the answer.
Okay, should we do that then?
Yeah. They're quite good questions.
Oh.
Well done,
Can
Zoe.
I look at them now, as soon as you have?
Don't look at them, because you sent an answer one straight after.
Right. Okay. I'm going to go... Well, it's 27,000 and... something random. 27,300.
27,301.
Okay. We can't look at the answers yet.
We can't, yeah.
Yeah, so what did you say? I'll write it down.
I'm not going to... I just looked at the answer.
Oh, you fucking
I didn't mean
knobhead.
To.
Have you seen the next two answers?
Yes.
Oh.
It's all right. I'll do it to you. So what
okay,
you...
I'll just take that one then.
Okay.
Right.
So what are you going for?
27,000.
It doesn't work, does it? You've got me.
Okay, tell me after being within a certain number
okay,
of
you've got to be in the range of 27,000.
Oh, yeah, 27,300.
Correct. Well
right.
done.
What is it?
So you've got to be there with 100. And I'm going to give you a little help. You're wrong. So you need another go. You were too high.
Okay. 27,149.
Fuck me. You're 8 out.
What?
Well done.
All right.
You got that one right.
So I get a point.
This is not going well, is it?
No, I get a point. But then I'll read out Jeff Rich.
No.
Should we do it one at a time?
No.
Makes it okay.
No. I'll do yours, yeah, so I know what to get.
Okay.
Oh. 8 players have won the Barry Butler Memorial Trophy twice.
No, they
or
haven't.
Or more.
No, they haven't.
They have?
No, they
Name
haven't.
Name 4 of them.
4 of the shitheads. Brian Gunn.
1.
Grant Holt.
2. 3. 4. Well done. Point to you.
Who else has won it twice then?
5.
What?
4.
Oh, okay.
3. 2. 1. Go.
I don't know. Twice. I can't be even. I don't know.
Ewan Roberts, Darren Huckabee. Kevin Drinkle, Martin Peters, Ken Foggo, Barry Butler. Barry Butler's won it loads.
What?
So you've got one question.
Yep, what's the last
one? The last one is, what's the dimensions of the pitch?
In what?
In yards.
Oh, bloody hell, Zoe.
Zoe, you're a star.
Jesus Christ.
Stick it to the man. And she says, P.S., love the podcast.
What a dick. And to think I've helped her and... had her on the website we have.
Oh. Hey.
And, I'm terrible with
dimensions.
What are yards? I don't know how many yards it would be.
Yard is about this much.
What the dimensions of the Carrow pitch? Just okay. 300 yards. 320 yards by...
No. No.
By
no.
590.
That's ridiculous.
I have no idea.
That's like, that is 4 pitches.
How much, what is it then?
104. You can work out a 12. It's 12 yards.
12 yard box, yeah.
6 yard box. Yeah. 555.
That's it. Do a simple voice for comedy effect. Okay. So I got.
My name's Dan.
So I got one.
Well, you got right, one, yeah. So I've got the rest. All right, I'm putting the phone down. Good
right,
luck.
So Richie. This is, and this one's from Richard Jeffrey at Twitch It.
I bet it's going to be really difficult because he's quite clever, isn't he? He's going to go for clever questions.
Oh. Interesting. Appearances.
Oh, no.
Name the player from year of debut and number of appearances.
What?
Well, he's put the answers. It's lucky. Have you?
No, I swear I haven't looked. I swear I have. Mine's still unread.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Yeah, it's easy to do, isn't it?
Yeah.
You fucking dickhead.
I opened the one saying don't open. So, debut and number of appearances. 2010, 202.
Russell Martin.
No. You only have to get two.
Oh, 2010. Oh, where's Hulan?
No. And you're wrong now.
Are you still at the club?
You've got it wrong, the number one. Okay. That was John Ruddy.
Oh.
Number two.
2010, that's wrong.
No, it's not. 2012, 107.
This is impossible. Name a signing we made in 2012.
That's the question.
Exactly. Alex Tetty.
Yes. Twat.
So it's 1-1.
And the final one.
It's 1-1. This is it.
And the final...
This is it. Oh, my God.
What if it's 1-1? The final... 2012-59.
Gary Hooper.
Ryan Bennett. So it's 1-1. What do we do? He has given, as I asked him to, a tiebreaker, but I've seen the answer to it.
So get answer to me there. So it's left to me. If I get it right.
No.
No. If I get it right.
That's not how a tiebreaker works.
If I get it wrong, you win.
Yeah, okay, fine, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay, then. Oh, I don't. Who is it?
Oh, my God. My earphones just fall off.
2012. Again. Jesus, thanks for spreading the fucking dates, Richard.
2012.
136.
Are they still at the club?
I'm not giving you anything.
That could be anyone then.
Back. Well, 136 is quite a lot, so I guess, isn't it?
Some little kid just shouted at us outside.
Yeah, it was a little kid. Yeah.
That's a yellow little bird, wankers.
I think it was, isn't it? What?
Right. Poor kid. Yeah. So, 2012, what year were we in? What year, what season were we?
Thank God this is coming to me.
What year was 2012?
Who is it?
Johnny Howson.
Yes. Don't make that noise. Not when I've got neighbours. Please. Not with children walking past.
So thank you very much.
A man just went past on his bicycle and looked in when you made your that noise.
That's the best thing that's ever happened to me.
He's just falling off as well.
That's the best thing that's ever happened to me. I've won the lottery twice. So, that done.
So, Johnny Howson.
That's that shit ticked off. We'll never have to do that shit ever again.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God for that. What should we do? Nothing else to do, really, is there?
We'll talk about relegation the next season. Well, then, I guess, and then finish off.
Should I do home and away so I can just say last time?
Yeah.
Here we go. Norwich City Games, Rams, Carrow Road, and somewhere that's not Norwich.
Fucking get on with it.
Get on with it.
This is it then. This is the last little section before we say goodbye to everyone.
You know when, like in soaps, if some main character dies, they play
like Peggy Mitchell did this week.
Oh, right.
I don't watch that
song
on the
paper. They play a Plinky Plonky song at the end, like a sad version. You should have had that.
Okay, one minute. Here we go. Here it comes. Here it comes.
Aviva!
Just like that. Right, so, as I said earlier, so we're going to have a bit of a clear out, probably, it sounds like. I'm asking you a question.
Though. I want it. I'll listen-ish.
If you had to get rid of five of our established players, who would you get rid of?
Five of them.
And you have to get rid of five, otherwise...
John Ruddy is one.
John Ruddy
He's been here with us a long time. He's a fantastic servant for the club.
Yeah.
But I think it's time...
Use of the cliche there.
Yeah, well, it's true. But I think it's
very well-paid servant, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a legend.
It's not like Downton Abbey.
And I think it's time that he kind of moves on.
Okay.
One minute.
Where would you like him to go?
I don't know. Is that to him?
Yeah.
I'm not going to like force him to go anywhere. But
he's got a really nice garden.
Has he?
My friend designed it for him.
Oh, well, that's a bit arrogant, isn't it?
Why?
Well, if he like organised the right.
This
here we go.
Podcast gold at the moment.
Here we go. This is it.
Go for it.
Should play. Might be a bit loud actually, so I might turn it down.
This isn't when.
Oh shit.
Is this when Bouncer died?
No, this is when Helen died in Naples.
Oh, Helen Daniels.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that was sad. It's bringing back a lot of school memories, this. We had the day off school the next day.
So, I think John Roddy should move on.
Okay.
I also think... super song.
Sebastian.
Sebastian should get his ass out of our club.
He's big, slightly
slow ass.
he looks like a duck that's been shot in one ass cheek. Doesn't he? The way he runs.
Yeah, he can go.
Yeah.
And
just two of the five. Who else would you get rid of?
I would. Oh my god!
Sounds like it's been recorded in 1923.
The picture of Helen Daniels just came up on the YouTube video, and it made my heart go.
Who's playing it? Someone is. The YouTube is of someone playing a piano.
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's sad. Look, how long's left on this thing? We've got a minute to sum up everything.
Everything.
Yeah. And so I want to get rid of Nathan Redmond just to bring the money on so we can invest it. I want to get Cameron Jerome. I think he's done a good job. I think he'll do a better job somewhere else.
Right.
And finally, I want to get rid of Tony Andrew because he's fucking shit.
I said established. You can't have Tony Andrew.
He's the most established player we've got in the whole. He's the next Cesc Fabregas.
He's the most established player we bought from Scotland with incorrect spelling of a surname.
True. God. Well, we did buy Naismith.
How else would you spell it?
With a nay, like a horse.
Have a little.
What?
Neighbours.
Nay. Oh my god, like Helen, she is.
Oh, she looks like ET there, doesn't she? I never really noticed that before.
Yeah. Who would you get rid of?
God rest your soul. You can't go for Tony Andrew.
Okay, you've got a minute and a half to go tell us.
Okay, I'd get rid of Sebong as well.
Yeah.
Seb Bisong. Yeah. I'd get rid of Russell Martin. Both of them have been great for us, especially Russell Martin, who's a fantastic leader. But it does feel like it needs the fresh mantle of leadership has to be passed on to someone else now. I'd get rid of Ryan Bennett.
Yeah, there's Lou from Neighbours.
Oh, Lou. Who was I saying this the other day? But Lou from Neighbours.
You haven't got time to talk about Lou.
Lou from Neighbours and Al Stewart should have formed their own spin-off show.
Harold.
Yeah, Harold and
it's on Saturday. Instead of watching the Norwich game, we were discussing which two Australian soap stars should join together and have a spin-off.
So Ryan Bennett, because as good as I think he'll be in the Championship, he's always injured. You can't rely on someone who's injured if you want to settle back four. I'd happily. It's still going.
He just moved his hands away from the piano. I'm going to play it again because it's beautiful.
I wouldn't get rid of Cameron Jerome because we have no strikers otherwise.
We don't need strikers nowadays.
And we'd bang in the goals. I'd get probably Alex Tetti. Just he's been here a while now, and I love Alex Tetti. Everyone loves Alex Tetti, but I think it's probably time to move on in central midfield as well. And I'd get rid of Stephen Naismith as well because he'll
Libby.
Probably be on massive wages. I don't like Libby.
Oh, I love Libby.
No, did she go out with Billy?
Libby and Billy.
Or were they sisters and brother?
Yeah, sister. I don't know.
Sister and brother.
Doesn't matter.
Anything like that. Oh, Carl Kennedy.
Yeah.
And the guy with no hair.
And the Phil.
Was it Phil?
Yeah.
Oh, the girl with curly hair. So those are the five I'd get. If Wes or Housinger, I'd be really sad. Would you be sad?
If Wes went, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
If he does go this summer, I'm going to do a sad version of that Wes song.
Oh, that'd
I did.
Be nice. Yeah.
Just slow it down
a bit, aren't you? Put like, piano over the back.
Yeah, and so like pictures of Helen Daniels having a stroke, just like there.
And thank you very much, everyone, for listening. The Little Yellow Bird.
He's going to kick off again, isn't it? Is that the end? No, he's just going to start again. He's going to do it again. He's back in again. So that's the end of the our season of podcasts.
Do you
podcasts.
Think we're going to bounce back up into the Premier League from the Championship?
I'm not going to answer that until next season.
What, until we're either not or are? Well, it depends who we buy
the first podcast, I'll answer that question.
Do you want Alex Neil as the manager?
Yes, I think it's time that he stays with us. We kept that, like, keep solid as a group.
Let him build his own team. Mm. Bring a few youngsters in.
Yep.
Was it Todd Cantwell's apparently very highly rated?
And Madison's supposed to
James Madison. Josh Murphy had a good season,
training,
apparently.
We've heard.
Yeah.
Actually, I have heard this.
Yeah,
he's
yeah.
been impressing in training.
Yeah.
So, good things are going to come to those who wait. And unfortunately, guys...
Yeah, we can't wait because we've got a pub quiz to get to.
It's true. And that's the end of the podcast. Thank you really much. Yeah. We really mean this. Thank you very much for everyone who's listened, who's... made a comment, not many people, but sent us emails, again, not many people. Yeah. But
lots of texts, lots of tweets, lots of messages.
It's been astonishing. We've had a really good time.
And thank you to everyone who's donated and it carries on donating. And next year, when we are back, inevitably, probably, unless something bad happens, we're hopefully going to have some new equipment, some new features, maybe one or two other people helping us out.
Maybe.
As well.
So thank you very much, everyone. Yeah. Have a wonderful summer. Enjoy the Euros.
Mm. We will, won't we?
And just keep, and don't forget us.
Please don't.
Because I've forgotten myself. I feel like we need like some sort of end just to kind of...
Happy one.
Yeah.
But for your favourite moment of the season?
When you did your Wesley Hoonan impression. Just do Wesley's going to get you. Wesley's got your number.
Wesley's got your number.
You do it, but come on, you do it better than that, normally.
Wesley's got your number.
Classic. See?
I do feel he's my favourite player, and if he ever heard that, he'd probably want to. Well, he'd get my number, wouldn't he?
Yeah,
Wesley. And then he'd ring me.
Wesley, who's got your fucking number now, yeah. mate? Yeah, that's how exactly how he speaks, apparently. So there, that's the end. Thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you.
We love you.
Yeah, see you soon, hopefully, and thank you lots and lots and lots for listening to us.
Bye.
Bye.
Won't.